Saul had a calling on his life, but because he didn't know God, he did a lot of bad things. And that is never an excuse. We all need to obey the laws and do the right thing. But sometimes all you can do is go by the information we have at hand. And that's what Saul was doing. So God himself revealed himself to him. And once Saul knew the truth, he repented and lived the rest of his life for God. And God changed his name to Paul, and he became the Apostle Paul. Now because of Paul's past actions, it took a while for people to believe and trust that his life had changed and was living for the Lord. And it's easy to forget that our actions speak far louder than our words. My friend Joy Bubbles, who you heard in the first set, tells a story of how he touched a woman who almost took her life. I decided to put him back on this second set telling that story. Depression is something we all struggle with. I struggle with depression myself, so I know how hard it can be. And people struggle with knowing what to do or say. It sometimes makes things worse. Many times actions alone without words is the best thing. Words are easy to say, it's easy to make things up. But actions reveal who you really are. Very often I'll be out in public and people stare at me like I'm retarded. I'll be trying to cross the street and someone decides to turn on a no-turn on red and I almost get hit. I never handle it well. I react like most people would, with a ton of bad words and a few bad gestures. I'm working on not doing that. My actions reflect who I am as a person, which is not a good thing. Yet for some driver to not even look before making an illegal turn and almost hitting me, my making no reaction at all might tell them that I'm so far gone that I wouldn't know if I was hit. So I react in the hopes that the driver will learn not to turn on red, because next time someone might get killed. So my motive is in the right place, I just need a better way to express myself. I bring this up because I think most people mean well, but their actions are taken the wrong way. Joy Bubbles had it right, he kept everything simple. His actions is what touched people the most. And as I look at America today, I get scared. Little by little, generations after generations are moving away from traditions because they see traditions as actions without reason. That's the problem, when actions are taught, the reason is not. Without reason, there is no value, without value, anything goes. The stress level in America is so high these days because there is no time, no safety, no security, and no meaning. A woman named Ruth needed a meaning, a reason to go on. She got her answer looking through a window. You can share that same window by listening to Joy Bubbles tell the story. Here once again is my friend, the late Joy Bubbles.